Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 6th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got a great diary by Rob today to start out with, and that's about building a GPU-enabled private cloud for password cracking. GPU are the graphics processors in modern servers and workstations are commonly quite powerful, actually more powerful than the CPU on these systems. So they're now more and more used for heavy computational tasks like password and hash cracking, particularly the latest version of Hashcat does support many of these graphics cards. What Rob tried now is to build one of these systems within VMware. Now, typically we don't associate these virtual systems with things like direct access to graphic cards, but it's certainly possible, and as Rob shows, works actually quite well. In his tests, actually, his virtual machine performed better than his similar configured desktop, which according to Rob is likely due to the server CPUs providing a little bit more horsepower even at the same frequency than some of the comparable desktop CPUs. And then Rob also posted a good reminder about PCI, the Payment Card Industry Security Standard, that will be updated in November. And PCI did post a What to Expect document with a quick summary of some of the changes that you should expect. So if you have to be PCI compliant, you probably do want to take a look at that document to make sure that your next audit won't be a big disaster. And we got a new survey about IPSs. Essentially, what do you use your IPS for? What do you expect an IPS to do in the future? If you're interested in participating in this survey, take a look at the diary for a link to the respective SurveyMonkey survey in order to participate. And Microsoft did release its Security Bulletin Advanced notification for next week's September Patch Tuesday. Turns out we'll expect 14 bulletins, so quite a few bulletins, four of which are critical. The remaining 10 are considered important. Overall, there's a real heavy focus here on Office. I believe at least five of the bulletins are affecting, actually six of the bulletins are affecting Office. In an Explorer, we have our typical monthly cumulative update here likely coming, and then also SharePoint is the other focus of next week's Patch Tuesday. So be ready for it. 14 bulletins, as I said, quite a bit of work coming to you here testing. Probably the SharePoint part will be the tricky part to test. And Adobe also released its advance notice for next week's Patch Tuesday, and it will patch Adobe Reader and Acrobat. And we have already mentioned a couple times in this podcast the sudden increase in Tor traffic. Fox IT now released analysis of some malware that it thinks is responsible for this increase, because it does use Tor quite heavily and was released around the time when this increase in Tor traffic started to get detected. One pretty convincing piece of evidence that was also released as part of the analysis here is that the new Tor connection overwhelmingly use a somewhat older version of the Tor protocol, and this piece of malware is coded to use just this version of the Tor protocol, which of course also allows us to differentiate against normal clients that are more likely going to use the latest version of the Tor protocol. And yet another strike against web-based cameras. Those little cameras that you can connect to your network and that offer a little web server in order to access the camera's images have caused quite a few problems from a security point of view, just because, they're usually not very secure. The FTC now came out with the result of an investigation into TrendNet being one of the big manufacturers of these cameras. cameras and ruled that it's no longer allowed to sell these cameras as secure. TrendNet will have to provide its customers with free technical support for the next 2 years and will also have to appoint a chief security officer as well as undergo every 2 year a security audit for the next 20 years. TrendNet is of course not alone here, and there are plenty of internet connected appliances that do have similar issues. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.